Pete Boulay, climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me in lieu of Kenny Blumenfeld, who I believe is on jury duty today. So thanks so much, Pete, for filling in.
Oh, happy to be here. Somebody's got to help out Kenny when I can, you know?
That's right. And it's also fun to hear from you too. It's really, we are so lucky here at KTWH to have the pair of you chime in every week on something that is of fascination to most Minnesotans, of course. And I usually start by just recapping. Yeah, it has been a warm week, it seemed like. And then yesterday was super blustery. It seemed like winter was determined to take over once again. And so although it's not that cold, it's just a little below freezing right now. What's in store for us, Pete?
Well, enjoy these balmy, just above freezing temperatures because they're not going to last. You know, it's been pretty consistent, the pattern coming on our doorstep. Yesterday was pretty extraordinary. That wind was something else.
It
You know,
was.
Two Harbors, we had 33 miles an hour gust. Grand Marais, 66 miles an hour. So then it's
Whoa.
like magic. You know, the front came through in the late afternoon, and bam, there goes the temperature. So you know, it looks like you know, cool down's coming.
Yep. And I learned from Kenny last week that this wasn't even necessarily an El Nino related warmth. It was because the El Nino doesn't really necessarily get into the atmosphere yet, but just kind of a really warm November. And then do we see, of course, everyone is either with trepidation or anticipation wondering about snow cover. The snow, I think, has all melted now, even up in the Arrowhead and up the hill from the shore. But is there anything significant coming?
Oh boy, no real big storms coming in sight. We're now in a northwest flow pattern, which means you know, clipper-like systems, and we do have one
Yep.
coming on Monday and Tuesday. Give us a little bit, but other than that, it really looks quiet. All the big storms are well to our south. You know, I'm getting more questions about, you know, people worried about the lakes freezing up, and I'm not too concerned about that, just because with the right weather conditions, the lakes will start freezing over, and it looks like, other than the wind, that's the only problem we're seeing coming out for the next week. You know, Thanksgiving looks like highs across much of the state will be in the teens, lows in the single digits. So
Whoa.
it'll certainly be cold enough to form ice. Whether or not the wind will be still enough to lull that is another
Okay.
story. But otherwise, not much snow coming, at least not in the near future.
So cold and dry is kind of what we're looking at for Thanksgiving. And I hate to do this because I know that the farther out we get, the less confidence you have. But what do you see coming in December, as much as you feel comfortable saying? Of course, you can have a huge caveat in there. We know you don't know the future.
It's funny, and Kenny would say, you look at the end of the model runs that go out, you know, about 10 days, and there's always some monster on the horizon storm somewhere out there, right? So, you know, this is the time of year you expect to see some of those start to develop. You know, really nothing really outrageous coming at all that I see for the rest of November, really. At least up in northern Minnesota, maybe, you know, for our friends to the south, you know, Iowa, Illinois might be a better shot at getting some storms. So, you know, because we're going to be entrenched in the cold air, you know, that transition line's shifting south of the state. So, you know, that's probably where the battleground will be for some storms. So, yeah, December, you know, it's interesting. I try to go, okay, you know, just because we have a warm spell in October, November, December can be a wild card. We can have all kinds of weather in December, you know, warm, cold, or otherwise. And, you know, there's no way to know really beyond, you know, about a week or so what's going to happen. I mean, a lot of things can happen. I wish I had a better answer
Right.
for you than wait and see,
Right. Well,
you
that is
know.
kind of what we've been hearing. So at least you're consistent with everyone else. Is there any noteworthy weather happening around the country or around the world that you think is worth just mentioning here at the last moment?
For the poor souls that went to take a vacation in Miami this week in Florida, they're not too happy that they got a lot of rain. So I heard on the news people complaining about raining in Florida. You know, a
Yeah.
tiny violin maybe for me. You know, you know, it does rain
Yeah.
in Florida. So you
Right,
know,
right.
and so yeah. What we're doing is starting to look like. Looking for signs of El Nino. Obviously, El Nino is here. We've done a lot of sifting through the data to find out what that means. And overall, it means on average above normal temperatures. Not always a slam dunk, but But really, for the next week or two, we're not seeing any El Nino-like patterns, at least up here right now. So
We've heard there's record snow in Anchorage. That's one thing. But maybe that's normal for Anchorage.
I'm not sure. I don't know about what's going on. I mean, getting big storms, between Washington and Alaska out there in the ocean, definitely a common occurrence. So, I don't know. I never hear much about Anchorage and snow, but, if the weather's not happening here, it's somewhere else, right? So,
right.
It doesn't surprise me either.
Right. I when I heard that, I was wondering about the jet stream and if it's doing some kind of a crazy dip where it was warm here, but they were somehow on the north. I don't know. It just seemed to make. It always makes me wonder about the jet stream when I hear about Alaska, big events in Alaska.
Yeah. Well, we'll be getting the jet stream. It'll be very close to us for the rest of November here. So, it'll be howling, so we'll definitely feel the wind. That's one thing that's consistent is the wind will be around. It's looking at the extended forecast. It's wind. So,
yeah. And is that natural thing that comes from being essentially under the jet stream?
Yeah, it's November-ish, I would say. Yeah. It's kind of really winter-like pattern other than us not getting any snow. It's cold. I mean, it'll be well below normal across the state for the last 10 days. So it'll be interesting to see where we wind up for the average for November. With our luck, we'll wind up exactly normal.
Yeah.
With balancing out the warmth and the cold. So, and the warmth was something else, having 60s in November is not super common. It does happen. I was looking in the past, and in 2001, I think Two Harbors had 66 degrees. So there's been some warm spells in the past, it happens. I guess I hope people enjoyed it. The real buzzy thing around across the country has been the release of the new plant hardiness map, actually. Updating the 2012 map, and I've been looking at that the last 2 days, and I put it on our Facebook, and it's probably the most looked at thing on our Facebook we've had all year. So there's a lot of gardeners out there very keen on those plant zones.
Yeah, and, Well, we could talk more about that, but we are out of time. So thanks so much, Pete.
Next time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next time. Sounds good. You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Stay warm.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. That was Pete Boulay with the Minnesota DNR.